First Nations-led podcast of big stories
by little kids.
I'm Uncle Mott.
And I'm Arnie Brooke. We are your friendly neighbourhood storytellers.
Join us every episode for imaginary yarns written by you.
Let's jump in. It's time for an adventure.
Once upon a time, in a magic forest far, far away, even further than the North Pole, lived a very clever unicorn named Maya. Maya spent all of her days reading amazing books. She loved reading so much that she sometimes forgot to come home for dinner. One day, Maya's mum said to her, "You know, sweetheart, you've read almost all of the books in the library. Did you know you could write your own story?"
"Really?"
said Maya. And for the next 3 months, Maya sat in her favourite reading spot and wrote story after story after story. She was, of course, having the best time on her own, but there was something lonely about spending all that time by herself in the forest. Suddenly, just as Maya was in the middle of her newest story, a little girl jumped out from behind a big old gum tree.
"Boo!"
shouted the little girl, and Maya's pencil flew out of her hoof.
"Ah! Who are you and why are you here?"
said Maya.
"I'm Jelly. What are you doing with that notebook?"
the girl said.
"I'm writing a new story. I might even write a book one day,"
said Maya.
"A book? Like a book?" "Unicorns can't write books,"
said Jelly. Maya looked down at her notebook and started to cry big, glittery unicorn tears. She packed up her things and stormed off into the forest. Jelly went running after Maya.
"I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I just thought, but because of the hooves and everything, you know, I'm sorry. Come back,"
she shouted.
"Fine, let me tell you something,"
Maya said.
"Unicorns, and actually everyone, can do whatever they want, as long as they try their best and it makes them happy. And I'm trying my best. Sure, my handwriting isn't good. I do have hooves after all. I'm not going to give up because of some rude little girl,"
said Maya, stomping her hooves.
"You're right. That was rude of me. I shouldn't have said it. Can we start over again? I'm Jelly. What's your name?" "I'm Maya and I'm a unicorn. And my favourite thing in the whole world is writing and reading stories,"
she said.
"Me too,"
shouted Jelly.
"Do you think maybe we could write one together?"
she said.
"I would love that,"
yelled Maya as she trotted around the forest. Then one day, not long after that, Jelly and Maya got their first book published together.
And they all lived happily ever after. The end. Now you've heard the story that I wrote with my mummy, how about you write your own? Stay tuned and my mummy will help you write your very own story for Yarnquest. Go grab some paper and a pen or your favourite adult. I can't wait to hear your stories, Yarnies!
I'm Arnie Brooke, and I'm usually your friendly neighbourhood storyteller. But today, I'm going to help you write your very own story. Every story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. We need these three pieces to fit together for us to have a story. Your story could be made up by using your imagination, or it could be about something that really happened. To write your story, you'll need a piece of paper and a pencil. Or you can use a computer to write your story, if you're good at typing. If writing words is still a little hard for you, that's okay. You can ask an adult to help you. Are you ready, Yarnies? It's time to write your own adventure. Let's jump in. First, you'll need to choose what to write about. Let's use some Yarn Quest themes for this activity. Choose a theme. Peace and war, community, writing, or love. Write the theme you chose at the top of your page as a heading. I'll repeat the themes again for you. Peace and war, community, writing, or love. Have you written it down? Great, let's go to the next step. Write down the very first words that come to your mind when you think about your theme. In case you need help, I'll tell you what I think about for each theme. For peace and war, I first think of white flags and big long yarns to sort things out. For community, I think about doing cultural dance and seeing my friends. For writing, I think about mountains of books. And for love, I think about how much I love my daughter and how much I love writing. Now you've heard some of my ideas, I'll let you write your own. Remember, you only have to write about the theme that you choose. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. Now it's time to develop your story. This is where you write down your ideas and what your story is and where it takes place. Write down your ideas. Need some help? Writing a story can sometimes be tricky, but just remember there's no right or wrong way to tell a story. I'll tell you my story idea. Maybe it will give you some ideas for your story. I'm writing about writing because it's my favourite. My story idea is to write about an old lady who wrote the longest book in the whole world. What are your story ideas? Write them down. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. Where does your story take place? This part is very important because this is where everything in your story will happen. Does your story take place inside or outside? Maybe your story takes place in both. My story is set inside a little cottage in the woods, far away from any town or city. Where does your story take place? Write it down. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. Now it's time to add some characters. Think carefully about your characters. They're one of the most important elements of a story. Characters don't have to be people. They could be animals or even talking objects. Remember to use your imagination. You already know my story is about a little old lady. She has long grey hair that sweeps the ground as she walks through the house. And it's also about a magic book that she's writing. It talks too. I'm choosing to only write two characters because it's a short story. You can also give your characters names. You don't have to though. I think I will name the old lady Doris because it sounds cute and also a little bit funny. I won't give the book a name. I think I'll just call it The Magic Book. Who are the characters in your story? Write down who they are and if they have names. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. Now let's write about what happens in the story. We'll break it down in three parts: the beginning, the middle, and the end. Let's start at the beginning. What happens at the beginning of your story? Where does the beginning of your story take place? What characters are in the beginning of your story? Does your story start like this? Once upon a time, or millions of years ago in a land far, far away? Or have you written something new? Write down what happens at the beginning of your story. This part can be tricky sometimes. Here's what I've written for the beginning of my story in case you need some help. A long time ago, in a forest far away from here, lived a little old lady named Doris. She wasn't always bent over, though for most of the time she was, because ever since she could hold a pen, she was writing. Every morning she would walk from her bed to the kitchen, her long grey hair sweeping the ground with each step. That was convenient because she never had to sweep, though she did have to wash her hair a lot. What happens at the beginning of your story? Write it down. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. Let's write about the middle of our story. The middle of the story is usually where something difficult happens or where something happens that needs to be fixed or solved. Think about your story theme, your characters, and the beginning of your story to think about what could happen in this part of your story. If you can tell this part using interesting describing words about how your character feels, the action will be even more exciting. This trick is called show, don't tell, and it helps your reader experience the story almost like it was real life. Here's what happens in the middle of my story. This morning, something was different. The fog that crept through the forest and into the windows of Doris's cottage was thicker than usual. It was all grey and blue and smelled sparkly. Doris's stomach had a tight knot sitting right in the bottom of it, though she couldn't figure out why. She made herself a nice hot tea and sat down to write in the book she'd been working on since she was a small girl, and her hair barely touched the bottom of her ears. Just as she opened the book, it began to speak to her. She jumped from her chair and tried to run away, but her hair tripped her up and she couldn't help but listen. See here where I described how the fog looked and even smelled? And then I showed you the feelings Doris had in her tummy, and then what she did when the book spoke? I showed you by describing her feelings and actions that she felt nervous and scared, instead of just telling you she was feeling those things. What happens in the middle of your story? Write it down. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. Now it's time to write an awesome ending. The ending of the story is where we fix or solve what happens in the middle of our story. Your story could have a happy ending, or you can end your story with a twist. How can you solve or twist what happens in the middle of your story for the ending? Here's what happens at the end of my story. The book spoke in a deep voice.
Doris, calm down. I'm just a magic book. Didn't you notice the magic that slipped in through the cracks in your window this morning?
Doris crept back up to her chair and sat silent so the book would keep talking. She worried she was going mad.
You've worked your life on me, Doris. And now you've officially written the longest book in the whole wide world. I guess that makes me your prize.
Well, what can you do? Asked Doris, still very confused.
I cook, I clean, and I give great haircuts,
said the magic book as it stood up on legs that Doris hadn't even noticed. That was the day that Doris finally rested. She sat on the couch she never normally used, and she let her little magic book clean up the cottage and give her the very best haircut she'd ever had. How does your story end? Write it down. We're about to go to the next step. If you need more time, pause the podcast here and press play again when you're ready. You've written a story. Great job. All you need to do now is give your story a title. What do you want to call your story? I'm calling my story, Calm Down, Doris. Write your story title down. Great job, Yanni. You did it. You've written your very own story. Hooray! Did you know that you can send the story you've just written to us and you can be on an episode of Yarn Quest? Get a parent or guardian to send a copy or a picture of the story to yarnquest@awesomeblack.org. Take a photo of your story and send it to us or tag us on Instagram @yarnquest_. We hope you had so much fun writing a story.
Hi, my name is Jasmine McGackie, and today I'm going to talk to you all about writing.
Jasmine is a Torres Strait Islander from the Gugugal Nation and African-American writer and editor. She is the author of the brand new Little Ash series, which also was illustrated by our Jade Goodman from Awesome Black. The Little Ash series, all about Ash Barty, is available at every good bookshop. So Jasmine, why is your job as a writer important?
It's important to me because it's how I get to process my own emotions and sometimes my whole life, especially when I get to write nonfiction. When I get to write fiction, which is all made up, I get so much joy out of it. It's okay to just do things that you love. I also think it's important because as an Indigenous person, an African-American person, I get to represent myself and my people in writing. And that's something I wish I'd had more of when I was younger.
What is the most surprising thing about your job?
The most surprising thing to me was that my writing could get better. It's not all natural talent. You can make bad writing and improve it. You can edit it, or you can get someone else to give you feedback. And over the years, things just naturally do get better if you keep at it.
What is the hardest part about your job?
I think there are a few hard things about writing, but one of the hard ones that I had to get used to pretty early on is rejection. Most writers actually have a lot of rejection, and not everything you write gets published, and not everything you write is loved by everyone who reads it. It's normal, it's okay, but it's still really hard to deal with and hard to go back to that work that was rejected or wasn't liked by somebody.
What is your most favorite part about your job as a writer?
I think a couple of things. The first thing is when people read my work and connect with it in some way, or they really like it. That's my favorite part, because once it's out in the world away from me, it's for the reader in my eyes anyway. But I also just really love getting to talk about writing. I like talking about reading, writing, and the whole publishing industry all the time. I even made a TikTok about it just so I could talk to my not very many followers about how much I love books and things.
Before colonization, how did our people write stories?
Yeah, well, storytelling didn't start with colonization. Many of us First Nations people know that storytelling was verbal, it was musical, and it's physical in dance and in artwork sometimes. I think it's such a beautiful thing that lives in our culture and our lives still. It's being continued. I know storytelling in my family comes in all those different forms, especially music and dance. If you want to be a writer when you grow up, you have to enjoy reading. You have to learn your favorite way to write and be really good at having patience for yourself and also patience for the industry too, because sometimes it can be a little slow to catch up to things that we already know. You can follow me on Instagram at Jasmine_McGacky or on TikTok at JasmineMcGacky. I have written for children in the Little Ash books, with illustrated by Jake Goodwin and out with HarperCollins. And of course, collaborating with Ash Barty. You can find those in most bookstores across Australia. I've also written in a few anthologies. Flock by Out with Yuki P is one for older readers if you're interested.
Thank you for listening to YarnQuest. If you'd like to submit your own story or feature on YarnQuest, you can email us on yarnquest@awesomeblack.org or find us on Instagram at yarnquest_. This is an Awesome Black podcast hosted by Brooke Scobie and Uncle Mott, starring YarnQuest kids from all over the continent. Executive producer Jade Goodwin, produced by Tully DeVries and Brooke Scobie, edited by Brooke Scobie and mixed by Travis DeVries.
AwesomeBlack.org.
Comedy, culture, fun.
First Nations owned.
Supported by you.